Welcome to the Gone Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Howell.
And I'm your host, Angie Rogers Howell.
What is the Gone Boss Podcast?
Well, it's a weekly podcast featuring awesome people in our community. We'll interview them, find out what makes them tick, the cool things they're doing to make our community a great place to live and work, and how they've gone boss.
Interact with us on Facebook and Instagram just by searching Gone Boss.
Now sit back, relax, and find out who has
gone boss.
Today in the studio, we have Heather Wallace with the Oncology Center. Welcome.
Hello.
All right. So tell me what you do over at the hospital.
Well, my official title is Practice Manager for Medical Oncology and Palliative Care, which really is a catch-all for anything operational that happens throughout the day for either of those two specialties.
Okay. So what is, oncology, obviously cancer. Yes. What is palliative care and how does that all work together?
So palliative care is a specialty that has kind of grown, especially over the course of the last several years. It really just adds an extra layer of support for patients. I often say that your oncologist or cardiologist is treating the heart or your cancer. I feel like palliative care treats the patient in that they are really bringing the patient's preferences to the forefront and making sure that those are being honored, as well as making sure that the patient is staying true to those wishes as well.
Okay.
So they provide a lot of psychosocial support for patients. They provide a lot of pain control above and beyond what, say, the medical oncologist would be providing for a patient. Palliative care helps support the patient in making sure that their wishes are honored, as well as setting up advanced directives for them and making sure that they have all of those kind of issues worked out for themselves so family knows what direction to take. It helps ease the burden of decision-making mm-hmm. when emotions could be really high towards the end of life. And palliative care is generally implemented for patients that have a life-limiting disease. It's not necessarily limited to oncology. We have patients in the Heart-Lung Center or that have maybe cardiopulmonary issues, COPD, patients who are at high risk for high cost of care, basically lots of medications, potential trips to the emergency room, potential workups that may not be necessary for them. So it's helping patients understand what exactly their course of treatment means to them and how they want to carry that out.
So how long have you been with the Cancer Center?
I have been with the Cancer Center for 12 years, since October of 2011. I've loved working there in all different capacities. I was our triage nurse for several years in the beginning, 6, 7, 8, and then kind of did a coordinator, supervisory, whatever the role title evaluated up or rolled into. And then I transitioned over to the manager in 2020.
Okay.
So just ahead of COVID, I took over as manager for a immune compromised population.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the very initial part of the, pandemic.
Right. So. No pressure there
right?
Not at all.
Yep. Not at all.
So how did you get started? Have you always wanted to be a nurse or how did you get into that?
I did. I've actually wanted to be a lot of things.
Well, don't we all, right?
Which my multiple personalities lead me to be able to facilitate those. No, I wanted to be a nurse. I thought I wanted to do pediatric nursing.
Mm-hmm.
Then I feel like that wasn't the thing for me, but nursing was definitely something I wanted to always pursue. I really thought I was hilarious and thought I wanted to be a comedian.
Awesome.
I know, but standing up on stage talking to people seemed to be very frightening at the time. It turns out 4 kids and 20 years of nursing later, I'll stand up and say anything anywhere at this point. But I wanted to be a massage therapist once upon a time. I wanted to do lots of things, but I learned that it's really more just my love of learning mm-hmm. is what I have truly found is what I enjoy.
Okay. So. All right. So are you a Monsonian? Are you local to here?
I am. Mostly.
Ish.
Yes, ish. I grew up in Parker, just down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Moved to Muncie in middle school and then attended Burris from there on out and have been in Muncie ever since. So always been in East Central Indiana, and Muncie's just always been a hop, skip, and a jump away even as a kid. So I live here now in town.
Okay. So tell me about your family.
My husband and I have been together for 27 years,
okay,
I believe, this
year.
Since my senior year, which was 1997.
Mine too.
That is... That you know, it gets further and further away every year.
It does.
I'm not necessarily struggling with that, but whew. Anyway. So yes, we met at Bob Evans when I was a hostess there.
Really?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Very interesting. He was very sweet, worked in the back. He would get my meal ready for me at the end of my shift if I wanted vegetable soup or make my biscuits and gravy for me. He was very sweet. We even, I don't know if this is going to be getting Bob Evans in trouble, but we even had our first kiss in the walk-in cooler.
Oh.
I know, right?
Scandalous.
Very scandalous. It was either that or break the 12 dozen eggs behind me that I was about to knock over.
Yeah.
So, but yes, wonderful time.
Excellent. So tell me about your kiddos.
I have four of them. I have twin girls. They are 25. Savannah has two kids, a six-year-old and a five-year-old. And Chantel, she is married and she has a 8-month-old.
Okay, baby.
Yeah. Yes, baby babies. Love being a grandparent. I am a Mimi. My granddaughter gave me that name. I thought I was going to be a Nana, but she changed that for me. She fixed it.
They have their way of doing that.
They do. And then I have two boys. Isaiah is 18 and Jackson is 16. They are all pretty good kids across the board. They've all been a challenge in a different way, been blessings in different ways, mm-hmm. and done lots of learning and life living with all of them. I love the relationship we have now as they've grown older. I also love not having to worry about missing school and all of the other cooties that are going around right now for team members that are missing out. So,
what do you like to do for fun?
I like to hang out with friends. Many things happen. With that,
I've hung out with you at some bonfires and stuff at our friend's house.
Bonfire having and drink sharing.
Yes.
Plenty of crowns and coke to go mm-hmm. around for all of us. No, definitely love hanging out with the fire pit, bringing the kids out, letting them just run and burn all the energy. Other fun things we do, I like to eat. So foodie kind of people. Mm-hmm. I would really like to travel more and kind of indulge in that a little bit. Now the kids are a little bit older. I think we're maybe looking for that to be something that we're able to do in our adulthood since we had kids early on.
Yep.
So we kind of flipping life around a little bit here and enjoying some freedom at the end of their time with us. So.
Yep. As they get older, you're able to do a little bit more.
Yes.
And all that.
I think one of the questions I read is, what do I do after a hard day at work?
Mm-hmm.
I like to watch trash TV.
Excellent.
Yeah. I like to do mindless things that maybe don't necessarily require me to do any kind of thinking or make any decisions about anything. I like to watch Catfish and Help, I'm Trapped in a Secret Relationship. And of course, HGTV and, you know, that kind of stuff. But I like to cook. That's something that has evolved.
Mm-hmm.
It's not out of necessity and throwing things together to feed kids. Now I get to make things that I kind of enjoy making.
Well, that's nice.
And take time to make meals and prep for them. And so that's nice too.
That's
and they
nice.
Come over and we have great meals together. So
perfect. I just, my kids told me the other day, Matt made chili. And it was like not like any special chili. It was just like regular old chili.
Right.
And they're like, this is the best food we've ever had. This is amazing. And I'm like, great. I'm so glad you love it when your dad cooks. And they're like, it's not because we don't like what you cook, Mom. It's just dad just cooks different stuff.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm like, fine. So now Matt's in charge of cooking forever.
Hey, that works out. My husband was in charge of cooking for a really long time. Again, Matt at a restaurant. So
well,
he did
yeah.
lots of cooking. And he's an excellent grill master. Never participated in any of the kind of the events that happened here in town. But definitely he is always who is in charge of cooking at our events, whatever it happens to be. He's even cooked for our Relay for Life events at the hospital that we've had or just whatever happens to be.
What's something you would wish you had known when you were first starting out? Mm-hmm. Whether it in your career or personal life or any of that.
Just one thing?
Or lots of things, if you've got lots of things.
I probably would have liked to have a better understanding of responsibility, financial responsibility mm-hmm. of things. I don't know. I hope that I've prepared my kids for that and to help them understand to save money and how to take care of that. But we jumped into like family life right straight early on as a couple. So probably would have liked to have managed that. But I don't know that that really is something I need to know. That was maybe just how life rolled
yeah,
out. So
I think you figure it out eventually.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Things I wish I would have known. know.
Well, that one, that's a good one. And hopefully we're, also we're trying to prepare our children to be productive members of society. But what was it like having twins? You said you started out early and you started out with twins.
We did. It was, I didn't know anything different.
Well, I guess so,
That was something that I think I came to discover. People just, what's it like having twins? I don't know what it's like to have just one, so I can't tell you. But yes, I had the girls. They were a lot of work. It turns out two at a time means you hardly go any place by yourself early on in their life. Otherwise, you're like carrying two car seats everywhere you go, this giant suitcase of supplies that you had to have with you. That was a challenge. But things that were a huge benefit was I didn't have to teach them how to share. They were great at figuring that out for themselves, problem solving. They really, there's a pair of them, so they worked together. They figured out cooperation, and that was interesting,
because
when I had a single child and he didn't want to share a single thing, I realized I didn't have this problem with the girls. I mean, they fussed over things, but I didn't have to say, no, you have to share. Mm-hmm. That came naturally to them. Huh. You know, that's a takeaway.
Interesting. That's cool.
Yeah, and they're a lot of work, and they're girls. So very, very interesting, you know, things that happen in life with girls and their mothers. So.
Oh, of course. As a mother of a daughter, I understand.
Yes, they're wonderful. And I think that they really evolve into your best friend as they grow into adulthood. But from like 13 to 23, it's a little rough.
It gets a little rough
it's
there.
It's a little rough in there sometimes.
I agree. I know. Tell me your favorite band or artist.
I love all of them.
Okay.
All the bands. I grew up in the 90s, so obviously all things 90 music is where it's at. There's nothing I feel like better. Of course, there is. But I like all kinds of music, from Stevie Nicks to Red Hot Chili Peppers to Sam Smith. I mean, just across the board, lots of different artists. I don't have just one necessarily. My Spotify is on shuffle. So one minute it's the Temptations, the next it was I don't know, who was it? Jay-Z.
Just a little bit of everything.
Yes, a little bit of everything. I love music very, very much. It's been a huge part of our life in that just we are often listening to music. That's often a background noise in our lives. So in pregnancy, my girls, there was always music around. They have a love of music. My son, same thing. Grew up listening to music in his sleep. So love music.
Nice. Audio.
You don't play any music.
Yeah. You don't play any necessarily. Instruments. Okay.
I don't. My son has taught himself, to play the guitar, which is awesome. So he also has a wide range of musical preferences as well.
Excellent. Yeah. Our 20-year-old taught himself how to play guitar. So.
That's so cool.
And he just is up in his room like wailing. I'm like, I play instruments, but I can't play like that.
I love to hear him play, especially when I start to recognize a song. I'm like, that's the Cranberries.
I know. I'm like, I know that. So it sounds like actual music.
Yes. And we've got him a couple different guitars over the years. A friend of ours gave him an acoustic, but he has got an electric and a bass in the last couple years for Christmas gifts. And of course, he has an amp. So we don't mind the music. It's the amp after 10, I think, is the bigger issue.
I've been like, can we switch to acoustic after midnight, please?
Also, we kind of poo-pooed off the drums. That was a no. I really wanted him to have that, but I thought a trade-off was I can take the guitar. I can manage that. It's the drum. I don't know that you can't drown that out. There's no quieting a drum.
Not very much. No, yeah. No. Yeah. I wanted to play drums when I was in school, and my mom was like, she poo-pooed it and said no. Then I played saxophone, which is
cool.
Also loud, probably as loud as the drums. And at least the drums, you can get like those little plastic like drum pads.
Yes.
And, like practice on those.
Yes.
You can't do that with a saxophone.
No.
So she made me go outside and practice during the summer.
I did. I played the flute for 1 year.
Okay.
In sixth grade.
See, I did not want to play flute or clarinet because those are what I thought were girl instruments, and all the girls played those.
They did.
So I played saxophone because I wanted to play woodwind, and I wanted to play it because all the boys played it, and none of the girls did. And I was like the one girl out of like 8 alto sax players. So
I bet. That was a popular boy instrument.
It
for
was.
Sure.
And I'm like, I wanted to play trumpet, but my lips wouldn't do the trumpet thing. So it's all right.
Mm-hmm. That's a rough one.
Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Oh, I am so not an early bird. I prefer my life to be on a day shift schedule. But in my personal life, I would much rather sleep in the morning for sure till whenever I wake up, as opposed to wake up with an alarm clock. I like, you know, my productivity seems to be better at different peaks of the day, and evening time happens to be one of those. So I feel like I hit productivity later in the day, and I don't always want to go to sleep right away.
I agree. I like to do my thinky work at like 2 or 3 in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and Matt does not understand that because he wakes up and is ready to go in the morning and wants to do all of his thinky work at the beginning of the day. And I'm like, I don't want to think or do anything right now.
No,
at the beginning.
I need to separate myself from my daytime work and like completely shove it out of the way so that I can really think about how to solve the problem or whatever it is or create a new process. And that just doesn't happen with all that clutter in the way. I have to decompress with that trash TV first. Yep.
Before you can move on.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. A little bit of House Hunter's negativity that usually shoves me right in the direction to creativity from there. So.
Perfect. What's your favorite book?
I've done more reading in the last several years than I have. I always said it was To Kill a Mockingbird. That one always made an impact on me. That was the first one I feel like I was like, wow, I could read that again. Mm-hmm. And enjoyed it in high school. As an adult, I've read lots of James Patterson and who knows who else, Nora Roberts. Tons of people that give me books that I can't keep track of.
Yep.
I have to make a list on my phone to tell me what books I've read and what books I want to read.
Yeah, to be
up.
Read. Yep.
Yes, I have that. So I read one recently, The Golden Couple. Can't tell you who it was, but it was really a good book.
Okay.
Nice. I liked it.
Excellent.
Yes.
Have you ever met anyone famous?
I feel like I should say yes to that, but I don't know who it would be.
Okay.
I passed by Dan Marino at Disney World in 1997 once upon a time.
That's pretty famous.
I have a picture of it. He looks very disgusted by all the paparazzi. I can't recall necessarily anybody else that I've actually met that was famous. Well, there was a baseball player from the Orioles. Clearly he made an impact on me. So I can't remember his name. That when they opened the Muncie Mall, when LS Ayers opened, they had I was playing for the Baltimore Orioles. Somebody that hears this will know who that is. But yes, we got some autographs for some classmates that we took back to them. That's not very famous if I can't remember who it is.
So that's all right.
Yeah. No.
What's your guilty pleasure? We talked about trashy TV.
That is definitely a guilty pleasure because I sort of hate to admit the trash that I watch sometimes.
That's all right. I think we all need some trash once in a while.
We do. Guilty pleasure. I look up everything. I asked my husband one time, what do I say the most or most often? I'm going to Google it. That's what he says I say all the time. So I don't know what a guilty pleasure is. I don't really have a snack that I just have to eat. I don't have a drink that I just have to drink or a task that I have to do.
What's your favorite movie?
Dirty Dancing was always at the top of
that's
the list.
That's a pretty high one, yeah.
I mean, definitely a very, very high one. But I also like Joe Dirt, and that's a one that we always watch. Shrek, always one that we watch when we're like the music. There's not a one that I can really settle on. I like a lot of things.
Yeah, no, I think that's good.
Yeah, keeps the variety is good.
What's your hidden talent? Something you're good at that people might not know?
So I have this professional voice that I generally use and try to use in my work environment. Sometimes my professional voice spills over to my personal life, and I have to use it to kind of tell people where to go really nicely. I feel like I could probably talk anybody into anything, which not everybody has that gift of persuasion, I don't think, but I could probably sell ice to the Eskimo. Isn't that
good.
The phrase that they use?
Yep.
I've always wanted to sell a house just to see if I could.
Just to see
just
if you could,
if
do,
I
it.
Could do it. Just to see if I could
I
do
bet
it.
You could.
I think I could.
Yeah.
But hidden talent, I'm generally pretty good at communicating. That's probably something that I'm called in to assist with. Use my words, which good. I'm not finding today.
No, you're doing fine.
I'm not finding today.
You know, I also have my professional voice, and sometimes when I do it at home, the kids are like, who
ooh,
are you? What
don't
are you?
Talk,
don't
to,
talk
me like,
to me like that.
That mine said the same thing. Like, oh, don't talk to me in that
you
voice.
You got the work voice going on. And even when Matt and I were dating, he'd call me and I'd be like, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm working.
Like, hi. what are you doing? This is Heather. What do you, you called me?
You
for,
called me.
You called
you
me. You know
me?
What I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I do the same thing to my mom. Hey, Mom, what are you doing? I'm at work. Where'd you call me at?
Yeah. What do you think I'm doing? Yeah.
But yes, guilty pleasure is I like using big words.
Okay.
I like words. That's probably, I loved etymology. I like to, that's just, I'm a secret nerd, I think. Maybe it's not a secret. I don't know. Maybe it's not. But I like nerdy things. We didn't have a cable for many years. And man, I just love PBS. And I pay for TV. And now I still watch free PBS. How crazy is that? I get so mad at myself. Like
I do
am
too.
To watch free TV right now. But that is probably a guilty pleasure, is watching some World War II, FDR, something or other on TV, or some nature. Who knows?
Excellent.
Rick Steves Travel.
That is a good one. I like little cooking shows that they do on PBS. And then I like make it on. I'm a nerd too.
And I am much more proud of my nerdness now than I ever was when I was younger.
Oh, yeah. So. Plus, nerds are cool now. So
they are. Glasses are cool. They were not cool back
in the
day.
No, they were not cool when I was a kid.
No, they were terribly ugly. Remember those like crooked arm frames they used to have?
Yes, they were always ugly. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Okay.
Star Wars. Am I a diehard of either? No.
I mean, you can say neither. That's my answer.
Okay, neither. I don't mind watching Star Wars. My husband, that's never been a series that he has ever been interested in. So not something that we have rewatched, and definitely haven't watched any of the new ones.
Oh, okay.
If I had. But Star Trek was kind of cheesy. And
I agree.
I kind of struggle with, you know, I can't see William Shatner Young because I only see him as the kind of corny, kind of Expedia, whoever travels.
Exactly.
He
you can't
now.
See him back when he was young and like cool or whatever.
Serious. He's cheesy now. Yeah. So yeah, probably neither.
That's all right.
Avatar. I pick Avatar.
Okay. There you go. What's your most used emoji on your phone? Mine is the poop emoji, if that's anything.
Mine's probably, it's an eye roll.
I mean, that's a good one.
It's a side eye.
When you have four kids, you give a lot of side eyes.
Yeah, I do. A lot of hands thrown up in the air, kind of like, I don't know what you want me to do about this. But probably. I use a lot of hearts, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I use a lot of hearts.
Okay, very good. Tell me something that's on your bucket list.
I want to take a big trip from one side of the country to the other. I would like to do that. I know they have a mapped out Route 66, or they have a best route to get around from one side to the other. I think that would be really cool. Of course, you know, Molly's going to 50 states.
Exactly. You could tag along with Molly.
I could. She has asked me to participate in this running adventure.
She's asked me too, and I'm like, I know. Maybe it might be more of a walking adventure kind of person.
That's what I'm saying. I can get down with the walking. I had some recent hip issues lately, and that kind of deterred me from doing it.
It
kind of got me a little scared to take on some of those things. But anyway, the walking. So, yeah, I would like to probably do much more traveling than that's on the bucket list. I thought I wanted to do, like, skydiving or jump off one of those giant cliffs in Brazil, but it turns out I don't.
I definitely don't.
The older I get, the more I can't even, like, drive on the side of a mountain without feeling like I'm going to fall off of it. This irrational fear.
I think it's a very rational fear.
I think it is. But also, the other television shows that we're watching are about what happens, road rage, and that's probably another guilty pleasure is the road wars and customer wars. And, I just can't believe how people act. That's what it is more than anything. Oh my gosh, who does that? Who gets out of their vehicle and like has a road rage moment where you beat somebody up or bust a window?
I don't understand how people do that.
I don't either. But yeah, so that one, there's no jumping off of mountains for me. That's no longer on the bucket list.
Okay.
But definitely seeing coast to coast is on the bucket list.
Okay.
I'd like to go to Italy sometime. I'd like to see Europe.
Perfect.
Yeah. Australia. Never want to really like, Australia has a lot of bugs.
Everything can kill you in Australia.
Yes, there's too many things that have like stingers and pokers and poison on
them. All of their nature can kill you. And
I read a map recently that had the hot spots of like the population, and it was in the four major cities on the coast, and the whole middle was like wide open. I'm like, that's where all the stingers live, is in
yes.
that middle.
Yes, and then in the ocean too. But yeah.
Sharks.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I will not be going on any of the coasts of Australia either.
I
want to see it, but I don't want to.
I want to look at it from afar.
Right. Where the sharks, I can see them above water.
Yes, I agree with you. How do you maintain a positive attitude in life? Especially in your line of work, you probably see a lot of not happy things all the time.
Yes. I will say that I'm probably not always. It's really easy, actually, at the Cancer Center. We're very lucky to have the perspective that we do, in that we are not dealing with our patients or dealing with on any given day. My life is not dictated by my disease, my need for treatment, my need for imaging, my need for appointments, and my need for surgery and blood and, you know, all of the things that patients have to go through when they're being treated. That really puts things in perspective when you're dealing with the patients that we deal with. And they're so awesome. They bring us gifts. Thank you. We appreciate everything you do for us. You're going through the worst time of your life, probably, and you're bringing in treats for us. Christmas, we have a patient that brings in this multiple giant plates of candy and fudge and like six different kinds of fudge and sweet treats and cinnamon rolls and every single year, and bake giant cupcakes for us. And man, how do you not stay positive? Mm-hmm. How do you not, like, that's contagious. That feels good. And you can't dwell on the negative. You learn that you really just have to take advantage of what you have in front of you. So sometimes it's not worth the drama. It's not worth the negativity. It's not worth some of the problems that we see in the grand scheme of things. So yeah, that perspective that we are offered definitely helps keep the positivity. And that's always, you know, there's room for that to come from other sources as well.
What does success mean to you?
Probably would have answered this differently a long time mm-hmm. ago. You know, success used to look like having a family and a career and a house and all that. I think success looks like having peace and balance in my life is what it looks like now. Being satisfied in my position at work as well as what I have going on at home. Feeling proud of the things that I have going on. That seems like more success to me. My career is great and it is wonderful, but the impact I have on my family, I also feel like that should be successful so you can you contribute productive humans to this world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to be successful there too as a parent.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for stopping by today. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me today. Appreciate
it. No problem. Thanks for stopping by the farmhouse. Bye.
So recently, we swapped offices.
We did, yes.
Now, why would we swap offices?
Well, as you may recall, when we took over this second office space here in Muncie, it was originally supposed to be yours.
Yeah, somebody was in this office, and then they moved out,
right.
Which allowed the space to become available to us, and we snagged on it
we
right away.
We jumped on it right away.
And I was like, great, you know, I can put my photography studio down here. It's much more space in there. I can really control the light.
I've got grand plans for this. It's going to be amazing.
I had grand plans for
yes.
it. So we walk in to the suite, and the first thing you say is,
oh, I like this. I want it for me. Now, this is the bigger office space, and I'm the boss lady, so shouldn't I have the bigger office space?
And Amy.
Two of us work full-time in the office, so we should have the big office. And Matt, being the wonderful employee that he is, he said, yes, boss
sure.
lady, sure.
So we had to move everything from your office into this space, and then everything that was in my space into the old office. We did it over a weekend, and
we made it work. It was great.
We made it work.
And so Amy and I moved in here, and we're like, this is great. And then we, like, the longer we were in here, we're like, I don't know if this is great. But, like, you
why
know
why wasn't it great?
Well, okay. So I am a middle-aged lady.
We have big windows.
We have big windows. We have temperature and hormonal fluctuations. And
I don't even think it was that. I think it was the temperature.
The temperature, yes. It's too hot
this
office in this office.
Is much hotter than the other office.
Yes.
So what was happening was on cold days, I would have to turn on the air conditioner to make it lower in this office.
Because
right,
we would
in right
be like sweating to death in here.
Compared to my office. So I was freezing, had my coat on. You guys were like, oh,
we're
this
like,
is great.
Well, for a while we were sweating to death. And then we're like, oh, this is great. And then poor Matt's over there with like icicles like coming out of his ears or whatever because he's freezing to death. And so, and it's just, I don't know, just sitting here. There's people out the window. It's louder over here.
And the way their desks were pointed, which were pointed at each other, the windows right here, like they would hear and see everything. It was very distracting.
It was very distracting.
The way
sun
it is now,
comes in, it's loud.
If you come in, everything's against the walls and it's the free space is in the middle. Plus, I put a curtain up for the windows because of the photography
right.
setup. I didn't want extra light coming in. I wanted to control that. So now I've muffled sound. I've muffled the light and right. distractions.
Well, and the people.
This is a great office for
people
me.
Walk. You know, because we have the big windows
yeah.
facing the parking lots. So people walk through thinking it must be like a two-way, like a mirror, like a two-way mirror. Like we can't see you, like staring at us, picking your nose or whatever. And we can see you do that. Now, you could also see us picking our nose, but like we can see you. Anyway, so we were like, I was not going to say anything for a while because we've had a rough couple of weeks. It's been a little stressful at the farmhouse and at home and whatever. So I wasn't going to say anything. And then you were like, when we were in the old office, you were like,
we are moving this weekend.
Yeah. Well, you were like, I think I want to like hang up some curtains, do whatever. I'm like, don't do that yet because I want to move. So then we moved all in one weekend. And
yes.
Holden was not very excited about that.
Now, I want to say we are amazing movers because these desks were very big, very heavy, would not fit out that door unless they were vertical.
Yeah, we had to like stand them up on end
and
scoot them through
out.
The doors.
So luckily, Amy had left behind some of these furniture mover
scooter
things
from the last time we did this move.
Exactly. So thank goodness we had those. We were able to scoot everything over to
we had crap
my old
out
office,
in the hallway.
Move things over here. Yes, it was a total wreck for about 2 hours,
but we got it done.
We got it done. Now what's great is Amy keeps walking into this office thinking it's still her desk
office.
Is here. It's so funny. She's done it 7 times
I know.
Just in this past week.
Probably just in the last 2 days. Yeah, I know. And every time I hear him like, oh, dang it. And she comes back and walks into our office. And we've confused all of our delivery drivers, the UPS
oh, yeah.
guy. They all are confused. And yeah, we just decided we needed it to go back. And as soon as we moved back and I put my desk where it belonged, I
yeah.
sat down. I was like, this feels like home. I'm where I'm supposed to be. So now we are all switched and lovely and all is right with the world again.
Come visit us at the farmhouse. I'll take your headshot. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Gone Boss.
Be sure to check us out at goneboss.com or hashtag goneboss.
We're on Instagram at goneboss2k or find us on Facebook just by searching Gone Boss.
If you like what you hear today, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you find your podcast.
Have a great rest of your day, and don't forget to tune in next week and find out who has gone boss.